back up in this thing, huh?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's go.
Felt like the first in the beach with the SS Monte Carlo. Offset, Epsilon, thought I hit the lotto. Posit traction, rear end, watch me hit the throttle. Seen old head tapping out, night train out the bottle. Yeah. I was only 15, what the hell do I know? Miss Parker smoked out, used to be a motto. Also heard money over bitches is the motto. Now it's Roe vs. Wade, Poe vs. Wade. Gone. Twins on the way, Escalator or Tahoe. All black, moving with my essays in my vato. You know tech, I can spit this shit here with my mouth closed. Yeah. Grew up in it, old schools, bouncing over potholes. Taught by a doggy chicken hawking they hype. As a snot nose, grew from El Nino to a motherfucking guapo. Fact we made it this far, should tell your ass a lot more. Gon' have to play the hood, it's mine a lot more.
No matter what they thought, focus on your grind, it's gon' pay off. And when you beat up all, always stand tall, don't lose it all. No matter what they thought, when you up, they quick to call. And that is when I know who would be here if I just fall.
Stuck up in some life where it's no purpose. Get to thinking God must be trying to curse us. Mama working hard for them three babies. Daddy with some other ladies, fuck the shady. Still she get to praying, maybe Sunday service. Barely got no money, pastor trying to work us. Auntie screaming with the Holy Ghost. My cousin flipping work, trying to do the most. Me and my older sister hitting private school. Influenced by the block, who she trying to fool. That was a fucked up childhood. Says who, lifestyle felt real good. Early morning posted with some super friends. Watching niggas down the block, top stupid bins. Yeah, my mind was still early, I rocked the bandana, I got the natural curl.
No matter what they thought, focus on your grind, it's gon' pay off. And when you beat up all, always stand tall, don't lose it all. No matter what they thought, when you up, they quick to call. And that is when I know who would be here if I just fall.
Your brown skin.
side to side.
The way people stand when we passing them by,
it's hard to keep this feeling inside.
You gotta love those pretty brown eyes.
The way your body moves from side to side.
The way the homies wish they had a woman like mine,
it's hard to keep this feeling inside. I lose my mind almost every time.
Brown skin.
Flashback Friday radio show on the G-Luke Show with Queen Gino. G-Luke sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93 Tweed FM Ism, D.D. Harrison of Westside Car Club. Flashback Fridays.
Okay, okay. Welcome everyone to Flashback Fridays radio show on the G Lou Show. I am G Lou. I'll be joined by the Queen, the Berkeley Queen's Queen Jean, cousin Marcy in 1 second. I want to give a special shout out to everyone tuning in. Thank you for your continued support. It is the 2nd of February. They call this the Love Month, but most importantly, it is Black History Month. We want to show black excellence on this show. The phone lines is open tonight, 914-803-4001. Call in, show some love, pay respects. Give me a Black History Month story or pay some homage to someone you feel that needs to be appreciated in Black History Month. Or if you want to show some love to a significant other, because it is the Love Month as well, feel free to call in 914-803-4001. This show tonight is sponsored by none other than BTP Media Group, 93.Tweet FM Ism, D.D. Harrison, One World Magazine, the G Lou Show YouTube channel, and Street Level Clothing, and also the Patio Politics on YouTube. Make sure you go check out the channel ASAP and show them some love. With that being said, let me bring in the Berkeley Queens, OG Queen Jean Berkeley, and cousin Marcy Berkeley. What up, lady?
Berkeley. Bubba, Berkeley. Berkeley.
What's crack-a-lack?
Berkeley.
Hey.
Hey.
I like the sound.
Lou the Great.
What's happening?
Hey.
How are
you?
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
I like the introductions of the music. I was like, okay, let me see what vibes gonna be creating.
Showing some love to the ladies
tonight.
My brag for that brown skin. What's up, though?
That's right. I was like, okay. Yeah. That's
that was a father and a son, right? Because you played Lil Nate first.
Yeah. Mix it up. You caught that, huh?
But yeah, I was talking about that song, Brown Skin.
Oh, okay.
I was like, okay, yeah. So yes. I like the way you even said it. You know, it's the love month, y'all. Remember I said on Wednesday's show, what happens in February, yeah, was show in November. So yeah, it's the last month show. So do your thing.
Show you right. How y'all ladies doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm not going to complain. I'm gonna go ahead and give the go ahead, Cousin Marcy, before I go ahead to see what I was going to do. How you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. I'm sending nasty text messages trying to figure out why, you know, the dog is in there acting, barking like he going home to glory. You know, he been quiet all day long. But I'm here, Queen Cousin and G-Lou listeners. What's up? What's good?
And you know what the fun thing is about being in the house with your family, and you don't have to get up and walk out the room. You can just send a text. You couldn't do that back in the day. You had to either scream or get up and walk to the location and say what you had to say. But yeah, but now, yeah, walkie, it's even taking the place of walkie-talkies. So, yeah.
And you know, we can get loud, man. You know, I used to always get drama for that. Why you gotta be so loud? Why you gotta scream? Because I need people to understand what I'm saying.
Who would have thought?
That Berkeley voice, okay? Now, come on now.
Yeah, I was talking to my baby brother the other day, and he was like, why you getting mad? And I was like, what are you talking about? He said, your voice. I said, my voice? He said, your voice is just too powerful. I was like, oh, my goodness. It was time to hang up at that point, because now you're going to a whole other level. But anyway, G-Lou also stated about paying homage, because it is Black History Month. We are grateful to have our Black History Month. You know, somebody I seen on social media where someone said something real stupid about it, but nevertheless, I'm going to take the Black History Month and enjoy it, own it intentionally.
Right.
So whatever your I'm so
woke, somebody say, I don't
conscious
even know. If it's stupid, I
conscious
don't even
mind
know
person. Right. It's just like I've seen several posts where people, you know it. Yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm going to take my Black History Month, and I'm going to celebrate me. So with that being said, I'm going to pay homage to me for Black History Month, because I am a strong, Black, solid, genuine, keep it real queen. I'm straight out of Compton. I've been through a lot. I survived a lot. I am a work in progress, and I'm proud of how far I come today. And all I want to do is keep moving forward, stay focused, and be pleasing to the Most High. That's my focus, is to please the Most High, because I want to wear a crown, a real crown, y'all. I want to wear a crown. So I pay homage to me for Black History.
Preach.
Like that. The congregation likes that, Queen Jane. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean,
I like it.
Make it
Thank
known,
you.
Like she said, no matter how much, you know, it's very important, because they're trying to slowly but surely filter certain kinds of stories and things that we grew up with and that we were taught on the Black and the brown side, and they're just trying to slowly but surely, you know, filter those things out. But for the parents out there of the generations after us, tell your children, make sure you let them know where things come from, the little knowledge that you may have, because they might never even get it in school anymore. You're gonna have to take it upon yourself to go ahead and let the children and anyone that you can let know. Use your platforms, all of those things. It's so important. And then you're only going to be rewarded from it, you know, because it's coming with talking to your kids, and you're also teaching them something. Everybody doesn't have that kind of, you know, example. And shout out to my little cousin, who I heard this past week with you all on Westside Wednesdays. She had an art project, and she won the actual contest. It was for Black History Month, but her artist featured in the Long Beach Unified School District at the headquarters. So congratulations to you, Leilani, Mom, Natalie, Cousin, Artie, guys, Nana. You guys did a very good job, and I'm just proud to see it, not only as a Berkeley, but just as a family member in general. So salute to you. And also salute to the DJs. Were they still celebrating this week, G-Loot? But salute to you all as well for keeping that platform open and available to people like her.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you very much. And let's give our condolences to Carl.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Action Jackson.
Yeah.
Action Jackson.
Yeah. I got a little stuck with emotion right there.
Yeah, a real one.
Group off today, man.
Legendary.
Yes.
Look,
Mr. Creed,
and
man. Shout out to
Long,
man.
Long Beach Poly was his high school.
Oh, I
so,
didn't
yeah,
know that.
He's from Long Beach. Yeah, he's from Long Beach.
Man,
I didn't know
I
that either.
That.
A friend of mine had posted. He said, you know, one of our fellow jackrabbits from Long Beach Poly. And I was like, oh, okay. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's part of Long Beach.
It's Black history, y'all. That's coming to your ear hole right there.
That's
Black
history.
History
right there, because I did not know that. That's some definitely good Black history on this day. Shout out to Long Beach Poly, man. Long Beach Poly brings a lot of, man, a lot of legends with that Long Beach Poly. Let's just keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about white and Black, you know what I mean? Shout out to Polly.
Yeah.
Great athletes, man, actors, rappers. Long Beach Polly, man. Much love and respect.
Mm-hmm.
Long Beach Polly. And also we have to give a salute to Eazy-E, for Straight Outta Compton, receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. So, yeah, shout out
street,
to Eazy-E.
His own street.
And
we got Eazy Street in Compton
street.
Now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
Black history.
His family. Yeah. Found, yeah.
This is what I'm talking about, Queen. We get Black history because they're slowly like easing Black history out. I don't even think I really heard too much about Black history so far, but some bad things, you know, we're losing people. I saw yesterday, like in Atlanta, it was some kids, man. I don't know if you guys seen it made national news, a shooting at a school, kids just out there having a little fight, dude pulled out a gun and shot the dude. You know, it's just like a lot of crazy stuff starting off Black History Month. So, you know, to get some good news going on is great. And the fact that they are slowly, you know, just, I think just slowly not blacking it out, but we just don't get it. You know, we don't get it. We don't get, you know, enough Black history. You're not hearing about it. You know, I'm sure the kids are not even into it like we were back in the day, you know?
Absolutely. And also we got to shout out Charlie Wilson. We all know his story, and he got his
star.
We got to shout him out as well, because he has a heck of a story.
Charlie Wilson tonight, but I don't know if Birdie didn't get the kite
and
didn't
Garrett,
fly. So that's a whole
Garrett
other thing.
Morris. Garrett Morris too as well, because wow. Garrett Morris got his star too, you know, from Martin Fame, the boss, you know, the big boss out there at the radio station at WDUP. Cousin Wild over there, she don't never miss nothing, Jack.
No.
Oh,
that's just giving honors. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to listen. And while we're still doing this, happy heavenly birthday to Rick James. His birthday was yesterday.
Yes.
We did some Mary Jane tonight.
Wow.
So that's all I'm doing, Queen Cousin.
I'm slipping.
I'm just
that's
it
right.
Out there.
I'm slipping.
We all on the same wavelength, Queen Cousin.
Wow.
Listeners, 914-803-4001. Just like the Queen said, you know what I mean? It's like it's a party train over here, you know, but salute to those brothers. Happy heavenly birthday to Rick. You know, he always got me with that unity. Ooh, that's my one right there. That ooh.
Which one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I got you. Okay.
And also,
you and I.
Happy birthday to anybody else celebrating a birthday today. We want to tell you happy birthday. This is the age of the Aquarius season.
Aquarius. For the lovers. Shout out to the lovers.
Remind me of that, y'all.
Uh-oh.
My little
that's a collaborator.
Quinn,
what you
my
call
little
him?
Number one.
What you call him?
My
the collabor-
my
what
collaborator.
What you call him? The collaborator. I ain't never
Look,
heard no shit like
let
that.
Let me tell you
Marcy,
something
you crazy.
About the collaborator.
He said the
just
collaborator.
To make y'all laugh. Let me tell you something. The collaborator got the best birthday gift for his life. The baby came 5 days after his birthday. So, look, the collaborator birthday is a day after Love Day, okay? And then the baby come 5 days after that. So, shout out to the collaborator.
The collaborator,
one,
man.
Okay.
Wow. It's a cold game.
That is hilarious.
And that's being nice.
Oh, right.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
I ain't got my sound effects tonight.
Month.
I ain't got my
Look,
sound effects on. Uh-oh.
Month. We ain't no shout right over here. We tell you to your face.
Wow.
And you know that,
wow.
Man. And you
wow,
know that.
I ain't
that.
Got my sound. Y'all, glad, way, y'all glad I ain't got my sound effects. Wow.
You got to be ready for the Berkeley quiz now. You know we might get to banging on them
cups. Right there on Den Wall. Let's not get
on
it twisted or forget, forgotten.
Wow.
You have.
Wow,
you
that's
have. Anyway,
down,
yeah,
nice.
We ain't going to be on the collaborator. So, yeah.
Wow.
It was sledgehammer
wow.
time. What? Go get the sledgehammer.
Wow.
Right?
Man. Nobody need no nine.
Oh. Wow.
Lord.
Oh, wow.
Fabulous Flashback Friday, y'all. This is where
wow.
we get down at, okay? Don't play. Don't hate. Shout out to DJ
wow.
Maniac, too. He ain't
yes,
came to the
Maniac.
Class that did y'all. I don't know if we don't know if he was. We don't know, but he just gonna let us
yeah,
know.
Know.
But shout out to him as always, working hard
right.
on those projects. Salute to you, DJ Maniac. But yeah, you know y'all already got me cheesing, man. My little cheeks about to fall off. It's all love for real.
So
with family.
Beautiful thing.
For real.
Today I was looking at Good Times. Let me make sure it's because Good
mm-hmm.
Times and the other one always get them confused. Good Times, that's Rerun, right?
Oh, no, that's What's Happening.
What's Happening?
What's Happening.
Okay, I was looking at
hey,
that.
Hey, hey,
and, hey. Hey, 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 yeah, we're, yeah. And the
that's
brother had on the beret, and I said,
oh, that's a Rerun.
Right.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Right.
Shout out to Rerun, cut.
The DJ Maniac
wow.
came straight to my mind when I looked at it. Because you know DJ Maniac like to wear those berets.
Right, right.
And, that's where
and everybody can't
mind.
Do that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can't do that. That's cool in itself. That whole little movement right there, too. I remember little
shout
seeing
out to
those,
the Black Panthers.
Them guys.
With the berets.
Yeah, them, too. Black History Month. Where the bell at, producer?
Yeah.
Yeah, get the sound effects. Get the sound effects because it's going to be one of them nights. I can tell y'all. The water
Ooh,
is
wee.
Watering, okay? It's watering.
Welcome to Flashback Friday, y'all.
Y'all.
Yeah, that part.
Y'all.
Man, let's get into it. Let's go ahead and get this thing started off just to salute and kick off
Yay.
Black History Month. Let me do it like this right here, y'all. We'll be right back.
Rocking the sound set tonight. We're not through. I want to drop a new style. It's calm yet fine style that I speak to deal with. Facts and rules never get weak in the heart. In fact, your thoughts to illuminate knowledge to others in a song. Let me demonstrate the force of knowledge. Supreme. The ignorant is rich to smithereens. What do you mean when you say I'm rebellious? Cause I don't accept everything this is telling us. What are you selling us? The theater's dwelling us. I sit in your unknown back while you're failing us. I fail to track this fighting with your reason. You're trying to make me you by season. Off my mind with CJ Run. See John Walk in a hardcore New York. Come on now, it's like a chocolate cow. It doesn't exist, no way, no how. It seems to me that in the school is ebony. African history should be puffed up steadily, but it's not. And this has got to stop. See spot, run, run, get spot. Insulting to a black mentality. A black way of life or a jet black family. So I include with one concern that you must learn.
Yo, Chris. the case of all the S, the O, the N, the E, the B, D, P, and we rhyme intelligently. Let me continue with Theodosius, a Greek ruler not known to most of us. He in the 4th century A.D. Proved the Egyptian fools, you see. 2 years later, Justinian ruled. 6 A.D. was it the school? As a result, ignorance had swirled over Christian Europe and Greco-Roman world. This went on for 1,000 years of ignorance, stupidity, and fear. Now comes the 17th century hardness. Europe began to come out of its darkness. So Johann F. Blumenbach, a German, came out of nowhere and started confirming white supremacy and men of color. Before this time, all men were brothers. It was Johann who went on to say, there are 5 different colors in the world today. That's Caucasian, Malayan, and Mongolian, American Indian, and Ethiopian. Yet, the ignorance gets scarier. He believed white was superior. According to his idiotic fountain, the purest whites were from the Caucasus Mountains. J.A. Governor and H.S. Chamberlain both supported this outrageous racism. This went on to what the master race should be and why they killed the Jews in Germany. Here is the reason why I'm so concerned, because you must learn. We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. Check this out. Music, the blueprint of hip-hop. Run out and get a copy at your nearest record store, because Boogie Down Productions rules once more.
Man, I love you too, G-Lou and my queen Jean. You guys have a very professional platform. I love you guys. Get down. We'll make you guys unique. Y'all come at a different angle, but on something that everybody can relate to. I want to go out on this note. May the Creator bless and protect each and every last one of us from all evils on this earth, because there's plenty of them on here. And despite vaccinations, I still suggest that you cover up when you're out and about in society and in public, and keep your space from strangers. Continue to wash your hands frequently and sanitize. Love you guys.
That Bart, Grip Zag, G-Lou, Queen Jean, like I always say, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. And remember that, stay safe, stay prayed up, and don't forget to give me 6 feet.
How deep? deep, deeper than Atlantis, deeper than the seafloor, traveled by the mantis. Your copycats will never know, with you the funk will never flow, but that's another blow. Make your move, thief apprentice, I never step. I'm a tribal move, your master hasn't figured yet. Bring your weapons to my sword and shield. What's the higher level if your shit ain't real? My mystic magic, what you gonna do? Think before you step before the rebel, silly mortal you. I tried to warn you, but your mind won't catch. You're just cookies in my oven. If I wanna burn a batch, you just burn.
Vainglorious, this is protected by the red, the black, and the green with the key, sissy.
Like this, like that, and like that, like this. How dark is the world, how strong is a fist. Originals come from the sand and the sword to the concrete, fighting wars in the street. The day of outrage, history, another page. We lack the word of this, but now there is a brother Jade, the prince of warriors, leading masses, stomping liver lip, punks playing asses. The damn sissies always stalk full of glory. Sissy bomb is coming, but that's another story. So many people forgot where they came. Disrespect religion, but the living is lame. Black, white, how you living? Blowing the Nile. Teach them in immortals, the chimes of a sundial. To the east, teaching gods to be what it was, what it is, and again shall be. What my mind state if my state ain't black? But Moses, Malcolm, and Huey are back. And the voice to a many going verb to verb. Sit back and take heed, brother, you must learn. Swimming in the books, and the books ain't given. The scales of a black man weighs in the living.
Black herbalizer, what time is it?
I dwell among the mortals, the time is in the verse.
Black herbalizer, what time is it?
Positive nature, mortals call it curse.
Black herbalizer, what time is it?
Shadows in the sunlight, balancing the birth. Tick tock tick, we go sun to moon. Verbalizer speaks, it's a quarter to doom. Self-destruction is not a key function. Number bound the leaders cause the people keep fronting. But when they realize the body needs head, it's more than what's said when a leader lies dead. Coming to the darkness, past is light. Death meaning life as the pharaohs take flight. Too much degrees for a silly pale thief. You can't define what's direct from the east. God protect me, he selects me. God makes the path so the world respects me. 0 to 9, grandest creator. I pray for those on both sides of equator. Professor X, when will they learn? Once life enters doors, death no return, no return.
This is an invitation to the crossroads, if you dare, city. With a key.
Hey, man.
Very African. Come and step in Brother's Temple, see what's happening. This is Brother Jay of the X-Clan, chilling with the G-Lu Show. Big up to all the gods and the goddesses. To the east, respect, bless.
Yay, yay, it's the G-Lu Show. Happy Black History Month to all my black brothers and sisters out there. Celebrate, because they ain't going to let you celebrate. We're going to celebrate for you. Shout out to DJ Maniac in the building. Shout out to my brother, the Straight Shooter. Shout out to the POJ Show. Shout out to Dede Harrison, Brother Ali, Tweed Cadillac. Shout out to Lena Lokes. Everybody in the building tonight. I see a lot of more callers out there. Thank you for the love and support. This is the G-Lu Show Flashback Friday. We'll be back in 1 second, okay?
Microphone check, 1, 2. Hey,
you ready to get down, man?
Whatever, man.
Hey, you ready to get this on?
Whatever, man.
You saying
whatever, man.
Hey, yo.
Whatever, man.
Check it, cool
beat. Keep it swinging,
keep it swinging. Yo, I'm smoking herbals till it hurts you. I keep your daughter way out past the curfew. Far from commercial. We don't give a fuck when we smoke out in the land that's doped out.
Like that?
No doubt. Some just born weed I cop from the street. Get you open like butt cheeks from girls who be freaks. Hey, yo, can I be SWV?
You the one, nigga.
Rap show
gun. I'm rolling with the 40 pack of niggas. Get my weed from Branson, cause this sack's bigger. Don't give me that, nigga. Well, I clap, lyrically tap, call back. Ferocious, causing comatosis to collapse. So cheeky eyed, I see people waving on the map. I make it hotter than your thermostat. Form MCs with rough megahertz, so call me Funk Dr. Verbal Starburst. Lyrical expert, your boombox better form a union, cause I leave your circus overworked. Word bomb, niggas front like they want it. But I be in the 500 with E steadily getting blunted. Damn, nigga, you cool at what you spittin'. So why you holdin' the blunt so long, politicking? I'm acing blunts with the technician of electrician. I don't got a pot to pissin', but still spend my last on hydroglycerin. I keep it live, don't jive, rollin' Dutchess, that's masters like the Furious Five. I keep your crew cheeky eye for bitches after dark. Why not? Why we choke on this? Yo, you ready to roll this weed up?
Whatever, man.
You ready to knock the figure out?
Whatever, man.
You ready to get this cheddar?
Whatever, man.
You ready to start this shit up?
Whatever.
I smoke with a lot of college students. Most of them wasn't graduating, then they knew it.
You know the weed slang?
Yeah, boy, I speak it fluent. I like the college dorm with my entourage from doing. Bigger they come, harder they fall. That goes for knuckleheads, MCs, pussy walls and all. I lit my first L before I started to crawl. I got my ass whooped when I had my first brawl. But things changed since I was 12 years old. I specialize in wrecking mics and area codes now. PPP the kind of niggas that'll bug with you, smoke bug with you, later on stick a slug in you. Everything that's light green ain't the ball, bitch. I got different forms to make you lose your car, bitch. See my lips, you ain't hitting them unless you got 10 on it, get on it, or get the fuck out my sight. You ready to roll this weed up?
Whatever, man.
You ready to rob this nigga?
Whatever, man.
You ready to fuck, bitch?
Whatever, man.
You ready to guzzle this liquor?
Whatever, man. Whatever, man.
One second. This spot's the original Ghetto Boy, and I'm rocking with the G Lou Show. Y'all know what it is. It is what it is. Ghetto Boys for Life, Chip Ward finest, Houston, Texas.
All right, let me do this one for Cousin Marcy, and I give a special shout-out. Happy birthday to the original Slick Rick, Mr. James himself. Rest in peace, sir, and happy heavenly birthday. that day. Once again, that's going out to Cousin Marcy. Once again, a happy heavenly birthday to the legendary Slick Rick James from Buffalo, New York. We love you, man. Happy Black History Month too to everyone. It's beautiful, man. Let's go.
Mythological niggas is comical. The astronomical is coming through like the flu bombing you, and then bombing in your crew too. With the musical, mystical, magical, you know how I do. Promote attack skills and vocabulary too. Cover hits in the disposition is all brand new. You're through. I'm interplanetarian like Doctor Who. So who? Wanna get chipped on word is bone. I'm kicking rounds since the AM vote just wrong. Now Quincy, but I'm back on the block and not telling crap. I'm coming in with the fat, funk flows and tracks. So what you saying, Black? With all that yakety yak. My artifacts can't be beat with back. I'm saying, I eat everything up on the menu and bend you and send you swaying to be continued. The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that. In a moment, opponents are suspects. Caught up in the resuscitation, rain in the text. Least I speak, my concept freaks. The it's me, son, these funk figures of speech. Now that shit is in the open, I'm open, poking, scoping, waiting for the next nigga to get open on and break them down like an organic compound. That's the way of the world as the earth goes round. Now, how the fuck you sound? I represent my clique like a faux pound. You better pack your leather dope for medication. From the shaking meditation, from the earth to quaking shit that we be making. Never faking, I can sound from my crown clown. Taking the membrane of a encyclopedia brown. Speaking of funk in any throwdown. Why you sustain the sound of this? What's the most beautiful thing in this world? Up both for me and sit your ass down. Now when I'm on the microphone, I roam through zones. But don't be trying this shit at home. No matter what race, creed, color, help my heart, I come cleaner than J-Rule and damage your amateur. As chronicle faces, disorders occur. I'll assassinate your character's caliber. I channel my anger from the double-edged banger and turn it to the microphone strangler. So stop trying to see where your eyes can follow. Say goodnight to the world and goodbye to tomorrow. You're raving cut, so it's a much chicken butt. But not to the fuck with toys they like. For eternity, through infinity, I internally get in ya. The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that.
Out to Keith Murray, where we setting up an interview with Keith Murray coming up soon. Y'all stay tuned for that, right? In the meantime, between time, we got Queen Jean coming up next with those announcements on a Friday night, y'all. It's Flashback Fridays. G-Lou, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, DJ Maniac.
Right. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Who wanna bet us that we don't touch letters, stack cheddars forever? Live treacherous, all these setters. To the death of us, me and my confidants. You shine, you feel the ambiance, y'all niggas just rhyme. By the ounce, though, accumulates like snow. We don't just shine, we illuminate the whole show. You feel me? Factions from the other side would love to kill me. Spill three quarts of my blood into the street, let alone the heat. Fuck em, we hate a nigga loving his life. In all possible ways, know the feds is bugging my life. Hospital days, reflecting when my man laid up. On the uptown high block, he got his side sprayed up. I saw his life slipping, this this is a minor setback. You're still in all we living. Just dream about to get back. That made him smile, though his eyes said, pray for me. I do you one better and slay these niggas faithfully. Murder is a tough thing to digest. It's a slow process. And I ain't got nothing but time. I had near brushes, not to mention three shots, close range, never touch me. Divine intervention, can't stop by from drinking my ties with ta-ta down in Nevada. Ha ha, bye-bye. Word life, I dabbled in crazy way. Without rap, I was crazy straight. Pot and I'm still spending money from 88. What?
I'm out for president.
You know what? I make you and your whack man fold like bad hands, roll like Monopoly. Advance, you copy me like white crystal. I gross the most at the end of the fiscal year than these niggas could wish to. The dead presidential candidate with the sprinkles in the presidential ice that'll offend you. In due time when crime flees my mind, all sneak thieves and player haters can shine. But until then, I keep the trillion cut diamond shining brilliant. I tell you half the story, the rest you fill it in. Long as the villain win, I spend Japan yen. The 10 major events catch me in the joint. Convince my iguanas is biting. J-A-Y hyphen, controlling, manipulating. I got a good life, man. Pounds and pence, enough dollars make sense. Why you ride the bench? Catch me swinging for the fence. Dead presidents, you know.
Uh-huh. Every open president to represent me. I'm out for 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 every open president to represent me.
So be it. The Soviet, the unified steady flow. You already know, you light, I'm heavy row. Heavy dough, mic machete, your flow. Your paper falls slow like confetti. Mine's a steady grow, Betty grow. Pay five in it for blow. Better believe I have 1160 to show. My dough flip like Typhon. Jay-Z the icon, baby you like Dawn. Maybe this crystal's a change of life on. Roll with the winners, heavy spinners like hit records. Rockefeller, don't get it corrected. This shit is perfected from shit. The chicks are stripping the Lexus. Naked without your gun, we taking every. Then you brung, we caking, your niggas is faking, we getting it done. Grind family, well connected, JC, and you fake thugs is unplugged like MTV. Got MP3, take your treasure, my pleasure. Dead president, jail, politics is your jail. Bad.
Open presidents to represent me. Every open president to represent me. Every open president to represent me. Every open president to represent me. I'm out for presidents 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 to represent me. I'm out for every open president to represent me.
Okay, we were talking about the Bloods and the Crips. They have a peace treaty going on. I think I was listening to a rap of yours the other day. Can you bust a little freestyle for me right now?
A little freestyle?
No, well, a little of the rap that you have.
Real slow so they understand. It's under the rod, I can't keep quiet. I see the Chris and Blood straight kicking the hoopers and graping pivotal courts and rolling that 60s in the Nickerson. I see in the jug of the Harlem, East Coast Playboy, Schoolyard, Marvin, Venice, Shoreline, Kid Gang, and different ladies. I shoot two straight mob. Even the niggas that shot from Compton, Southside, Palmer, Essence Town, Luther's Park, Paru, and Athens Park with red and blue bandanas. Even the niggas from Nutty Block is glugging the cops, go through the Jordan Dazzle Swamps. Equal family, Bloodstone Villains, and niggas from Foutaire. Underground Crimson Shotguns, Kitchen Crimson, P&G. Broadway Gangster, Avalon Gangster, and even Westside rolling 40s. Cinderella Falcon, four track gangster kicking it with the nine nose. Chris Shaw Mafia and A-Track gangster with some bitches from the Pueblo. Come on, this trick, my seven in Pasadena's Denver Lane. The niggas are something to water and even Long Beach insane. Main Street Mafia, Inglewood Village and Altadena Block. Kelly Park, Raymond Avenue, Chris Lime Hood. Them niggas are shot from Treetop. West Boulevard, the man from Front Hood, Elm and Mona Park. 100,000 of toys, Christian Blood. Getting it down in South Park. You know what I'm saying? We all together. Ain't nothing but a truce for the nine deuce and after nine trace. So what they got to say? I got a P-A-K all day. You know what I'm saying? All day. And I don't stand for Paru. I let them know that's that for the holy killer. Not full.
You give us power to spoken word, Father. You say, we have but to ask.
with a sincere heart, and it will be. So we thank you for the spoken word, Father. You say that when one or more come together in your name, that your presence will be felt. So we not only ask to feel your presence, we need to feel your presence, Father. We thank you for the blessings you've given us this day. Things that people don't even realize are blessings. The food you've given us to eat, the cars you've given us to drive, the clothes you've given us to wear, the money you've given us to spend, the lives you've allowed us to touch, and the lives that have touched our own. We thank you for all these things, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you again for the power of the spoken word. And I pray that by the end of this day, this word, which is your word, coming through my mouth, will touch someone, save someone's life. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
And now we have Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening.
Rest in peace to DMX. Thanks for that prayer. Hey, 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 y'all. We need to catch our brother Deacon Hank Norman at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church. He gives away free food Monday through Friday, and that's located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach. Also, you can attend a Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. and Bible study live on Facebook every Wednesday at 12 noon. Also, you can follow Hank Norman on Facebook as well. He's also the host at the comedy show downtown the Upper Room at 246 East 3rd Street, and that's every Thursday. So make sure to check him out and follow their YouTube channel, The Royal Anthony Show, for the shows that you did not get to go out and see. They're all there. Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise show airs every Thursday. That's hosted and produced by Tweed himself, with G. Lou as Lou Lavish and Tweed as Mr. Melody at times. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93Tweed, 7 o'clock p.m. East Coast and 10 o'clock p.m. West Coast. Tomorrow is Saturday. Cynthia Nunn gives out food every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow SNN Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. Follow her and you can see the videos of all the produce and canned goods and meats and et cetera that is giving away, box of food. So check that out. Spread that word around as well. Follow My Tribe Rise on IG. They're always doing something amazing. They serve the Altadena, Pasadena, and neighboring cities. So check them out to see what they have going on. They do have something going on. Of course, for this month, this is the Black History Month, so they will have some amazing events to share with us. So check them out. And because it is the Black History Month and Valentine's Day, I'm going to give you a few bakeries. Shado, follow on Instagram and get your custom-made cakes and cookies and dessert jars. And that's Shado again on Instagram. And also FD Funnel Cakes at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in the city of Compton. Tuesday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. They are closed on Mondays. They are no longer taking phone orders. You can order online through DoorDash and Uber Eats, Postmates for pickup or delivery. They also have their product, the Payless Food Store in Compton. That's El Segundo in Avalon on aisle 7. And follow on Instagram at the Funnel Cakes for the tutorial on how to do your funnel cakes. And you can also get that mixture at a Miracle Market. Soul Travels, our family, EliaDegado.intelTravel.com. Follow her on Instagram, or follow the business on Instagram at Soul_Travels_LLC and EliaDegado@gmail.com. follow our YouTube, subscribe and like our YouTube channel, The G-Lu Show, and see all the content that goes on over there. And also Marcy's Minute, The Hood Postman, and definitely The Patio Politics, Urban Realness, and Writer for Life Films. So follow them as well. Follow Kenya Ware on IG. She just had a big premiere with this called Bosco. It's streaming on Peacock. So check that out. There's, I think it's Homie Quan is in that movie.
Son. Remember he was talking about it. That's his son.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that movie they've been talking about.
Oh, Bosco.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Bosco. I remember when Melly Mel came on the show and was talking about him. Yeah, he does have a heck of a story from when he was in prison. Absolutely.
Yep.
Thank you.
That didn't even click.
Yeah, that didn't even click. So, yeah, check that out. Definitely have to check it out now. It's premiered on Peacock. And also, what was I talking about? Oh, the YouTube channels. Oh, and follow Poison Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue, Long Beach, California. If you're looking for an amazing tattoo, ask for Poison and follow Mr. Poison on IG. You can book in advance at 323-639-9747. A $50 deposit is required. We do have the Super Bowl coming up. If you're looking for custom-made T-shirts for your team that you represent, Risque Accessories is your girl that you can contact, and she will get that out to you ASAP. You can follow her on Instagram, and that's Risque Accessories, and get those T-shirts made. I seen one today for the 49ers. That was a cold T-shirt. I was like, okay. But I'm not a 49ers fan, so... That will definitely will be the end of my announcements for this Friday. But yeah, G Lu, thank you for that information. I didn't even know, it didn't even click to me, Bosco. So that explains why I seen Melly Mel there. Yes, he was.
It looks really good too. Ooh.
Yeah.
I shot a preview today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude got a hell of a story. And it's been in the making for a minute, so I'm glad they finally got it out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it has been in the making, and he do have a hell of a story. Cause we did. We talked to him and email about that. Yeah, unbelievable. So you guys, we're not going to be a spoiler, so go check it out and get that. That's Black History, too.
We got a gang of Black History tonight, don't we? Shout out to Black History Month.
Black History, absolutely. So, you all, if anybody
shout
has
out
any
to my new all-black Tumblr.
Uh-oh.
Have any announcements that you would like to have, you can contact me, Nubian Queen Jean of the G-Lu Show on Instagram and Jean B. Berkeley on Facebook. And happy birthday to all you Aquariuses out there. And happy anniversary to anyone celebrating anniversary. And I just want to tell y'all, don't be fooled by them baskets that you guys see that they selling for $50. Because you know they probably went to the 99-cent store and got them items to put in the baskets. So.
I hope y'all ain't still doing that. Don't get them shits off the street. Go get you some real Valentine's gifts now. Come on now.
Right. Go patronize some black businesses. Yeah. And everyone that I shouted out on my announcements, those are black businesses. So support them. Support them.
Yeah.
Absolutely support them.
It's a beautiful thing, y'all. Yay. Yeah.
Friday night.
It's Flashback Friday night. We just got paid. You know what I mean? All that, but it's the first, so you got
to
pay all them bills.
I need to borrow a dollar. I never been singing, just got paid.
And it's already gone.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's
man.
A beautiful thing, though. It's
the
a
bills
beautiful
be
thing,
sitting there.
Though.
Surprise.
Yeah, yeah, praise God, we can pay him, right?
We can pay him that part, you know, that part, that part. Thank you, God. But that being said, it's Black History Month, so let me show love to my big brother, Tweed Cadillac, baby.
Audio.
I can turn back the hands of time, you better believe I can. I can make the seasons change just by waving my hand. I can change anything from old to new.
I can make it rain whenever I want it to.
Tell me nothing but rap, got it mastered down to a science, stay defiant. Never had to step on another man's toe in a rap game, I was turned pro like hell at most style, out the gate from the norm. I came in hot and I ain't going out warm. A player been stretched, not torn. Then my bottom gel got popped like corn. In the lab till 6 in the morn. A West Coast legend right then was born. So suckers all best and clear. High octane off 18 here. Standing in your face right here. It's my world, my time, my year. Executive producer of my career. An exclusive world premiere. Ain't trying to really be like them. They been trying to get like me since way back then. I could do what they do easy. So I came cheesy, fat me crazy.
I could do what you do easy. I could do what you do easy. Believe me, I could do what you do easy. I could do what you do, easy. Believe me, I could do what you do, easy. I could do what you do, easy. Believe me, I could do what you do, easy. I could do what you do, easy. Believe me.
I've been born in the game since the 90s. A dear little rap, silly sucker wanna try me.
Why me?
Scrambled up smooth like an egg. Upside your head with a number two lead. That's the way I eat, get fed. I mash on a bobblehead till he see red.
Why you dirty rat?
Can't get your money back, can't fit my dope sack when you come in with whack. I can light them up, check them out, please believe me. Bust them in they chops, then run them out they socks. Chase them up the block with the Glock on the clock. Cause the rhymes stay hot and the fifth they don't stop. All around the world got fans know my name. Germany, Japan, can a sucker say the same? All the way to Spain, on the East Coast, Maine. I'll never be a butler or a maid or a slave. Step up the game, you a square, you a lame. Can't a bitch made motherfucker take away my fame? Understand the pain and the stripes in his tears. I've been less scary for the last 10 years. Yeah.
I can do what you do, easy. I can do what you do, easy. I can do what you do, easy.
Just by
I can do what you do, easy. I can do what you do, easy. I can do what you do, easy. I can do what you do, easy.
Whatever
I can do what you do, easy. Believe me, I can do what you do, easy. 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 Believe me, I can do what you do, easy. I can do what you do, easy. I could do what you do, easy. I could do what you do, easy. Believe me.
Hey now, this is Queen Jean, tapping in to pay homage to the amazing artist, Queen G. Lou. Congratulations on your Oldies Room Forever Volume 2. You have a unique, dope lyricist style. Keep evolving. Blessings to your journey. Stay solid. Remain humble. With your free spirit, Ashe.
Gotta be me, can't be nobody else. Always been a hustler, ain't never asked no one for help. Big steps, big shoes that I walk in. I don't interact with that whack shit they be talking. I just want my money coming often, along with the blessings. It's hard to be a G when everyone is testing. But I just wanna stay clean, represent every week and show love with the almighty queen. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, The Source and The King. Back in 95, I was locked in the pen, facing a mandatory of 1 to 15. Life ain't always really what it seems. That's why I get taken for granted, and the devil plants the seeds. COVID-19, vaccines is mandatory, similar to the new world order. Understand the story, shout out to Nori, cause we drinking like champs, celebrating life before the death in advance, thinking of a master plan, let's take a stand. Black and brown love, cause the unity's in demand. Shout out to the land of Sureños, Los Califas, saludos y ciudad avios, esta rifa. I wanna be free like a bird, spread my wings and fly away. It's a ribbon in the sky and I'm trying to relate. I seen too many of us die in the coffin we lay. On our way to Harrison Ross is the cost that we pay. I try to pray, but the ways of the world is evil. It's like we in a maze, in the own way of our people. In a Regal, dipping down the street, tipping. Listen to them oldies, old English, he's sipping. Many ripping down memory lane, reminiscing on the good old days, it ain't the same. Shout out to the Queen, Miss Jean, for all the lessons. And shout out to the man upstairs who keeps blessing. Shout out to the man upstairs who keeps blessing.
Come on, let's pray. Dear Lord, please forgive us for all the sins we have brought upon us. And look down upon us with forgiveness for all the sins we will have in the future. I know you understand that brothers ain't perfect. But we try, Lord. We try to keep our heads up in bad times. This is a bad time. Show us the way. And if you can't show us the way, then forgive us for being lost.
Hey now, Cousin Mercy here, reminding you to check out Queen Jean and myself Fridays, 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Fabulous Friday Show at 914-803-4001. See you there.
Looking out the door, peeking.
Oh, yeah. Don't let me get motherfucker. Oh, shit.
tone low, low at the door. Ha ha, the D.O.C. That's a class shit right there, nigga.
See what I need. Man, y'all niggas got to fuck up off the block.
What you talking about, man?
This is what I said. Y'all been on this motherfucker 3-4 years selling this bullshit and putting their money on nothing. Y'all niggas got to get the fuck up off the block.
Rest in peace, my nigga. I love you, cuz. Show dog. What up, Lo?
Now stop, listen, don't go no farther. My name is King T, I like to introduce my partner. Focus your eyes, cause my homie is hot.
A mixed master spade and I'm ready to rock.
What did you say your name was?
A mixed master spade and I'm ready to rock.
And now welcome party people, I'm so glad you're here. I want the girl that's in the front, my homies in the rear. I'm not Dr. Jekyll nor Mr. Hyde. Whoever told you that, they told you a lie. You've been a-waiting and a-waiting, as I can see. So treat me like the poop and bow to your knees. Cause the genius of the mic is back again. So get on the phone and go tell a friend. I've been away for a while, as you all know. Now I'm back on the mic, a dog in the show. So you listen to my style, what do you say?
You never heard a creature rap quite that way.
Well, Pooh is so fresh, because so deaf. He transformed the beat from right to left. I got gold around my neck that will never fade. The name on the chain is Mixed Master Spade.
Now stop, listen, my name ain't Roma. My name is DJ Bar. I'm about to take off. I'm not a doctor or lawyer, nor a physician like a space shuttle. I'm on a mission, homeboys and girls, don't be afraid. Because I'm down by low and Mixed Master Spade. You never heard my voice because I just begun. But soon I'll be the best MC.
You thought gray hair granny had an overdose. She's out there teaching those ballers how to roll, you know. She's saying, listen here, my man, you wanna make some dough? You got to have cash, I guess you know. So she gave him a pack, and then he said,
it's cocaine, not lemon here.
And so you stand on the corner and you hide your stash. You put it in a tree or on the grass. And when the car rolled by, you do a good deed.
Put your hands in the air,
go what you need.
Now stop, listen, I wanna show you a scratch I invented, perfected. I know you can't front and tell me that you heard it in silly, silly you.
Dumb hillbilly.
I make the beats for Spade and King T. They say the funky fresh rhyme for me. My name is DJ Pooh. I'm down to do whatever it takes to make the people say ooh.
Spade, tell him what's up. You've been fronting on me time after time. Saying rhymes that you knew were mine. I can't complain because you're biting me. You're just letting me know that I'm a hell of an MC. Feel the bass as it goes on and on to the break of dawn. Cause I'm fierce, deadly, just like Ace. And you suck, MC, it's you I slay. Step back, you suckers, cause it's my turn. Just call, be a teacher, cause you're here to learn. You got to go to school to make it these days. You stay in class and get you some A's. You come to see Spade and you get a degree. You major in rap technology. You got King T and DJ Boy, Toddy D and me, the 88 superstar. You learn how to mix with the beat that's hot. DJ Pooh, Joe Cooley, and dance a lot. And if you pass our class, young boys and girls, we'll welcome you into our rapping world. The show shot, a body rock. Come on, everybody get ready to rock. And show shot, a body rock. Come on, everybody, and get ready to rock. What's up, Pooh? Where we from?
Compton.
Okay, 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 Mix Master Spade. Rest in peace. Check this out. Before we continue, we got Marcy's Minute coming up in a few minutes. But before we continue, let me go to the phone lines, Queen. We got a caller.
Hey, good evening.
My name is Bamboozle. And I just wanted to say, man, that song you just played, that kind of took me there, man. I was good friends with DJ Var. And
wow.
He was a ultimate dramatic fan. He lived in the building behind us on Compton. I lived in the apartment building. It was called the Lutheran Gardens Apartments on El Segundo and Willowbrook. And he lived in the building behind us. And we would hop over the fence, go visit them. They would come over, come visit us. And one night, I remember vividly, we went to the store, bought like a case of 40s. All the crew, we out there drinking, having a ball. And at the end of the night, we all singing dramatic songs and doing the steps and everything, man. He was a good dude, man. May he rest in peace, TJ Farr, man. May he rest in peace.
Rest in peace, War.
Rest in peace.
Man, he was a good dude. Also, I want to say I was a little disillusioned in one of your previous interviews, and I was about to go nutty, and then Mishi said, man, it's not that serious, Tweed. Sit your ass
what
down.
Happened, man?
Do not press one. She said, do what not happened? Press one. Do not press one. She kept telling me, right? Your boy, Just Ice, I kind of didn't really like him.
And oh, I man.
Like, I was like, where the hell is MC Shan when you need him? I wish I'd had a number on MC Shan. I was sick of MC Shan on his ass, and he would have got with Ice. But Ice said some foul shit, man. I really didn't like dude too much, man. And I bit my tongue because I want the bang. And then he gonna say that Christmas rapping was whack. Man, that's one of the all-time
I know you didn't like
favorite.
That. I heard that. I know you didn't like that tweet.
Oh, my God. Man, we wrote on that song for the last 40 years around Christmas. Man, I could recite that old rhyme word for word. That shit is not whack. Man, KB is my nigga too, man. I can call him up right now.
Yeah, you did have Curtis Blow on the show. I remember that. I was on there with you. Man, shout out to Curtis Blow.
Yeah. Nigga.
Wow.
Because he fell asleep in the airplane, and his first excuse was his phone wasn't charged, so we rescheduled, and, man, you know, he showed up on the second time. But I had Curtis Blow, man, drinking at Old English in Hollywood. We was in the studio. I know Curtis Blow. And Christmas rapping was not whack. Now, all the other songs, like, you know, basketball, that shit, that might have been corny. but the breaks was not whack.
The breaks was hard. The breaks was hard.
And Christmas rapping was not whack. I couldn't believe he would twist his mouth to say that. Boy, I want to get his ass. Oh, I want to get his
ass. Kenny Clown 19. I was like,
he came on.
Yeah, he was clowning. He was clowning.
Man,
I was clowning. Blurry curls.
I was clowning on him so bad, but I'm like, nope. See, man, Mishi said, do not press one. Whatever you do, it's not your battle. Don't fight it.
I actually thought you were going to come in on that one, Tweed. I did.
I wanted to, but Missy said, have protocol. Do not do that. It's not your battle. Let him speak his truth. So that's what I did.
Wow.
But I was hot as a firecracker. Ooh, I didn't like that cat.
Wow.
Ooh, wow. I can dig it.
Just Ice. I was a little skeptical about some of it because I was going to post it, too, on the other page. And I said, I don't know, man. That might cause Just Ice might ruffle some feathers. You know what I mean? But you know, like you said, he spoke his truth, you know. Shout out to Just Ice.
Yeah, shout out to him. About 6 or 7 olive points. And let him go over to hit. You know? Don't hit him or nothing, but let him go over to hit. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, just put the scheme of them, right? Just to...
Exactly. You know, yeah.
Yeah, he was saying some stuff, though. He was kind of, I was respecting, but he was saying some things, like he was just like kind of, you know, but you know, hey.
Call up MC Shan. Hey, man, what's up, man? We're just nice. He gonna lay it down.
It's gonna start off all that mother.
Yeah, Shan gonna let it be known.
Did you see MC Shan in the dentist? Did you see on his page, Queen? Like, he got some
I
fresh
I love
ones.
His transparency. He said, now I don't look like a gorilla.
Well, more like
said.
A crackhead. He wanted to say he looked like a crackhead.
You see his jewelry he's making, though, right? Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
I like MC Shan, man. I like MC Shan.
I love MC Shan. He's a transparent.
He talk his talk. He talk his
he
talk.
He don't give a F. He stands on his truth. He's solid and he stands on his truth, you know.
That's why we need him
to seem like all his jewelry is definitely real and paying off for him to this day. He's smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's making his own jewelry. With a gold bar, you have to go check him out. MC Shan, y'all, check out MC Shan's Instagram page. It's never a dull moment. He's gonna come with the snizzle whizzle, the stutter.
Yep.
And
one time for your mind, two times for your soul.
Yeah, but that's a real genuine brother right there. Like
he
a
is.
Solid genuine. He really
I actually
is.
Thought Just Ice was like, you know, within the same parameter as well, too. And it's like, wow, dude, you kind of, I mean, considering that the history
he
has with
like,
hip-hop,
Just Ice kinda
he's
still
been
kinda,
there from the beginning.
He's kind of rough around the edges still.
But I can
very
be rough,
rough
around the edges when you've been there from the beginning. You know, I couldn't understand it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to be humble. You know, it's like, dude, you've been there, you've done it, you did it, you know everybody. But damn, man, don't talk down on your comrades, man. That
shit
ain't cool.
Yeah,
shit ain't cool, man. Cause I bet if he was in a room with Curtis Blow, he ain't never said Chris's rap in his whack through his face. Bet you he never did that. That's the point. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah. And then he was saying some stuff, man. I don't know. He was even when I was asking him about I ain't gonna talk about it. But then when I was asking him about the homie that passed away, he was like, you know, well, niggas die every day, but you know, but him, he an exception because he just didn't deserve that. But still, you know, niggas die every day.
No compassion.
Some people
no
saying,
compassion.
I was
like,
wow.
No compassion.
It was
at all.
A lot of things actually. It was just a lot. A lot of incrimination going on, just like parakeet.
Yeah.
It just
he
goes
definitely
to show
rough
you
around
that
edges still.
Some of
like,
your peers,
he's old and he don't act like it.
It goes to show that some of your peers don't like you and never liked you.
Or he just got a bad taste. I don't know. It seems like he's, I don't know.
But to be in the game as long as Curtis Blow and look at the contributions, Curtis Blow was the first rapper to go gold. Curtis Blow was the first rapper to ever be on Soul Train.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh yeah, for sure. He used to do a lot.
The
first one
that
did a lot for rap, man, before Run DMC.
And then you're gonna call him whack. He's one of his biggest songs that's still a staple in the community for over 50 years. You're gonna call him whack. The song was whack, man. That was completely disrespectful in my eye.
And he did kind of say it like he did, like he really did, like he got some issues, like he maybe a little animosity with Curtis Blow, because he said that with some passion. Like, he ain't say,
sure
like, you know,
did.
I love Curtis, but I just didn't like some of his stuff. He was just like, nah, that shit was whack. I said, damn.
That's like me calling in to Just Ice and say, fuck Tim Dog. Man, if I say some shit like that, man, all New York could be on my neck, you know?
Yeah.
Because we didn't like Tim Dog when he said, fuck Compton.
Right, right.
I ain't even from Compton. But it's like, man, somebody would say, fuck them, dog. You know, it's like, come on, man. Some things you just don't do, man. Have some kind of etiquette and protocol in your get down, man. Damn shame. All right, let me stop ranting.
I'm all cool now. All right.
I'm all cool now.
All right.
I had to get it off my chest, though, man.
Get it off your chest.
Get it off your chest.
Spit it out.
I did it. Because, man, I was gurgling and gargling and, Oh my God. I was shaking and I want to, man, I must let me out the kennel. Mama, let me out the kennel. I was begging my mama to let me out the kennel. I want to get this nigga.
Man, shout out to Jeff Ice again. It was. But y'all, check this out. Check this out, y'all. Hold up. Hold the press. We got Cousin Marcy with this Marcy's Minute, man. You know what I mean? We don't want to let no more minutes pass by without getting this Marcy Minute in. So, Marcy, are we ready for the minute?
Yes, definitely. We are ready for Marcy's Minute. Stay right there, caller. Thank you so much for your call. Queen Jean, get in here. I got something real interactive after my first two things I'm going to talk to y'all about, okay? So listen close for the third one because I got a question for y'all. Now, speaking of New York City, we are finally getting some answers in the untimely unaliving of Jam Master Jay. That's right, an eyewitness to the killing of Run DMC's Jam Master Jay tells jury, then I just seen Jay fall. For about 15 years, Uriel Rincon told authorities he didn't recognize the gunman who killed Run DMC's Jam Master Jay and wounded Rincon himself in the rap star's recording studio. But on Wednesday, Rincon pointed across a Brooklyn federal courtroom and identified Carl Jordan Jr. as the shooter in one of the world's most infamous killings in hip-hop history. Jordan and Ronald Washington, an accused accomplice, have pleaded not guilty to the murder. Rincon told jurors in the men's trial that Jam Master Jay, born Jason Mizell, was in his studio's lounge area on the evening of October 30th, 2002, playing a football video game and talking business with him and another aide. When the door opened, in walked Jordan, the rap star's godson, Rincon said. He kind of just walked directly to Jay and gave like half a handshake with an arm, and at the same time, that's when I hear a couple of shots. Rincon testified he said he was looking down at his ringing phone as the gunfire erupted, then looked up again, and I just saw Jay fall. Rincon said he felt pain in his leg and realized that he'd been shot and that the 37-year-old hip-hop luminary was gravely wounded. I was trying to tend to my room. I'm giving Jay attention, asking him, is he okay? Can he talk? Whatever. And he is just not responding. Unfortunately, he did receive a gunshot wound to the head. Now, here is where it gets tricky. You heard me mention the person that went in to greet Jam Master Jay was in fact known as his godson. The other man that is accused is supposed to be a longtime friend of Jam Master Jay's. Jordan, known as Little D in Washington, who's nicknamed Tenard and was a childhood friend of Mizell's, were arrested in 2020. Prosecutors say the two have been planning a cocaine deal with the rap star and killed him because they were about to get cut out. So Cousin Marcy is definitely going to keep her eye on that. Glad that we're getting some clarity. Unfortunately, the person was persons were allegedly very close to the unalived rapper / DJ. And if you want to get some more Run DMC into your life, Peacock is now airing the Run DMC story, the legends you know, the stories you don't. Rest in peace to Carl Weathers.
I need to check that out.
Now, before I get out of
here, hold on,
y'all.
It's on Peacock? Well, yes. Hold on, cuz.
It's on
okay,
Peacock.
Okay. And okay, Peacock, and let me add this. Well, I'm sorry to cut you off, but just because you said that,
no worries.
I think FX has a great documentary or story about Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, too. It's called Malcolm and Martin or something that.
When they met.
So check that out as well. Okay. That's right.
Check that out, too, y'all. Okay, so just a little fun something I want to take you all out with tonight. Don't quote me, okay? These are actual words that came out of the actual scriptures, but I did run across a thread this week, y'all, and I say it took me out. I'm going to give you some of the comments, and you think about this scenario in your head. What biblical story situation do you wish you could have seen play out in person? So, Bible Geeks. Now, you all are going to know these stories, and like I said, they are in there, okay? Nobody's making these things up, but the comments at me like, 2024, y'all are just as crazy as me. Somebody said, Jesus, flipping them tables, because dang, Big J, Jesus resurrected, walked up in the spot like, surprise, surprise. Joseph faced when Mary explained she was pregnant and a virgin. Jesus whispering to Judas, nigga, I knew it was you. Lucifer's face when he fell from heaven, because dog, how do you ruin that? David and Goliath, because I'm short. Last Supper, I'm there for the food and the drama. The whole David, Bathsheba, and Uriah thing, because Uriah still needs his lick back. Jesus talking smart mouth to his mama, talking, woman, don't you know I must be about my father's business? Samson sprung all over Delilah. Noah and them animals, because baby, how did they all fit? Of course, Jesus walking on water got most of the hits. Daniel in the lion's den. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego chilling in the furnace as if it's a normal Friday night. When Jesus was knocked out snoring during the storm and everyone else was losing their minds, then he woke up and calmed the storm. Paul on the road to Damascus. Peter denying Jesus because, homeboy, we literally just seen you with them. Moses, because God was eating Pharaoh up with all them wonders, and Pharaoh still didn't believe. When Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt because, baby, don't look back. Wish I could have seen David beat the brakes off Goliath. And the most one that people said in the thread was when Jesus turned water into wine and when he actually fed the people with the two loaves and the four loaves and the two fish. That'll do it for tonight's Mercy's Minute. Lord, if we would have been there for some of those things, it would have played out like a reality TV show, hmm? Queen, D-Lu, back to y'all.
And you know what? I was just saying, I'm lost. I'm totally lost.
Me too, I was for a minute, Marcy. I was lost on that
I
one,
was.
Too. I don't know.
I knew it would kick in.
I had to do a woosah. And just pay. I had to sit up and pay attention. Like, okay, where is this going?
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. It was all the
that was dope.
Those stories
yeah,
that are true.
I don't
in
know.
There.
Absolutely, they were talking about Cain and Abel doing prayer, and I was like, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but great announcements. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, cousin Marcy.
I was like, what? That's why I'll be warning y'all. I'll be like, okay, you got to pay attention on the last one, y'all, because I'm going to go there.
I heard you say on the third one. But, yeah. Maybe you're trying to be bringing nobody
oh,
down.
Oh, my God.
At a Wi-Fi. So, but, yeah.
No, that was for the little smile on your face. You know, I like to send y'all off with a smile.
It was a smile. I appreciate
but look,
it.
But look,
what up, cuzzo?
Samson, man, you know, his strength was in his hair. They cut off all his hair.
Yeah.
And then,
absolutely.
What happened to you, dude?
Because his strength is in the hair, according
yeah.
to the word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The strength is in the hair.
Picking
That's
all little
I grew
dances.
My hair back.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
That's how when I started my locks, when I was wearing them, that's how, where I was at, the strength is in the hair. But then when they start popping off, I was like, I guess it ain't in the hair right now.
Oh,
man. Oh, sir, that's true. That's a real story, man. That's sad. So, yeah, you got to take care of your hair, y'all, so it can remain
yeah.
strong.
God,
yeah.
oh my goodness!
Yeah,
it'll
yeah.
show you
and
too
that,
if you're not.
And that comes from within. It comes from within.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm on that journey. Well, check it out, y'all.
Hey,
that was
hey,
the Marcy's
yeah,
minute.
Yeah,
because
you got
cousin,
some
so.
Hair.
Yeah, it's been coming together. So, man, shout out to my hair. I'm thankful, you know. I'm taking care of it, you know, putting all the right things and all that. And my hair lady, she be taking care of me. So. Yeah, thank you, Queen. Shout out again to the Marcy's Minute. Dope Marcy's Minute. Shout out to Queen Jean with the announcement. Shout out to my Uncle Sweet Cadillac came through and said his words to Just Ice. If you out there, man, you know. Tweet had a few words for you, brother. Nothing personal. But all love and respect.
It's just business.
And Yeah, it's just business. It ain't personal, man. You know what I mean? But once again, it's what is it? It's Black History Month, man. So let me shout out to my guys right here. I'm going to take you way back. Sure, Tweed can appreciate this, too. Shout out to my pops, rest in peace. He allowed me to meet these brothers right here way back in the day. And this is a classic song, classic group. And I'm going to dedicate this one to the Berkeley Queens and all the beautiful ladies out there. No, 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 the fly ladies out there, man. This is for y'all. Flashback
Thank
Friday.
You.
You're welcome. Let's go.
So nice.
Hey, I had a t-shirt with a fly on it.
Okay.
It said
okay.
Fly Girl. And it said it was Airbrush Fly Girl.
Take them back. Take them back. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm just in the car doing the walk.
Fly Girl. Fly Girl. Fly Girl. Fly Girl. Fly Girl. Mm. Fly Girl.
Let's go.
Hey. Girl.
Girl who wants you to see her name, her game, and her ability. Two gold teeth and cold cash money. The guys are on a strap. She tends to act funny. She's got gazelle and a V-bag too. Fly girl, I wanna be with you. You're not the prettiest thing, girl, but that's okay. Your painted on jeans make it fresh anyway. You wear much gold like it ain't no thing. You've got a name chain and a name earring. Your father is a doctor, a lawyer, or a king. Take me in your car, let's go for a swing. One day you're gonna be at the top of the world, and I'ma be on your back, fly girl. A fly girl, a fly girl, a fly girl, a fly girl, a fly girl. I like the fly girls who know that they're on. To my experience, the girls who please the Gemini, Scorpio, and yes, Pisces. I'm not a president, but I tell you right now, I don't like a girl who eats the puppy chow. I don't like a girl with mud in her toes and feet that smell like anything goes. Dirty nails are what I hate most, but the gold fingernails are high post. I like pretty hair, but I also know girls look fly and kangos. I must say this, if you like it or not, I can't stand fluorescent signs, but let me set up for now, bye-bye world. My name is Boogie Knight, and I've got a fly girl. A fly girl, a fly girl, a fly girl, a fly girl.
word. Yeah. They got stacks like the International House of Pancakes. The man makes motion in bed. Watch it stand straight, your fat body. Come and build with God body. Harley any chicken heads, fake jacks. Or ride by me, use a cover girl. Living well, lady. Watch the chrome spin, Gorilla Grill. Check out the million dollar lady. GS spins, niggas with all the wins. Baby girl, slide in, let the legs curve, nigga. Massage your skin. What's your name? Lex, last name Diamond. Icy earrings shining. What's your occupation? Crazy rhyming. Use a queen killer, so I'ma feel you like Exxon. Woo and Jodeci is like cousins. You see me posted at the garden party. Sweat dripping on my fly shit. Rolling with some niggas robbing. What $1,000 links on? Yo, shorty got money in the stash to drink on.
Every time I close my eyes, I wake up feeling so horny. Can't get you out of my mind. Sexing you is all I.
Yay. Hold on. Well, let me do this right quick. We'll come back and end it.
Yeah. Live from the 718. DJ, Desert Storm. With the Hard Knock Life soundtrack. We're taking y'all back. Holla.
I'm focused, man. Tell Stout to holla at me, man. Young Hoba, you hurt. Trackmaster, you hurt. Yeah. Yes, yallin', Jigga Man be ballin'. Lead chicks pigeon toed, some of them be crawling. Get the best of you whenever I put my all in. Have mommies calling for the law, darling. Jigga and Paulin', ass drop. Coops with half the top, foes half my knot. Niggas mad when I brag about the cash I got. But I'm used to not having a lot. I'm from the gutter and I ain't the type to ever chase your box. I'm the type to interior decorate the watch. I'm the type to sling heavyweight on the block in every state like clock. Word jiggers to hurt, holla.
Well, it's not telling me yes. Why you kissing on my neck? Making me feel so. Should I stay?
Since I was six, high school, the crossover, wave the way kicks. Music is the same shit, gave away hits. So my get it together or forget it forever. When I go at you hard, I can get it through leather. You act like Jigga can get it whoever. Talking you got a man, okay my and that's high school making me chase you round for months. Having a fear, act like an adult for once. Plus my hand is up your skirt, goddamn you flirt. What's a little me on top gonna hurt? Maybe a little, but pain is pleasure and pressure bust pipes. And you look like the I like your rough type. We can crush tonight, tell me what you like. I got a yellow bottle on a bucket of ice. Get right,
Young Hova.
Hey, I just had to do that. Flashback Fridays, y'all. Queen Jeans, G Lou, Cousin Marcy. Another one.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
loud,
we can,
and clear.
Queen. Loud and clear.
Ooh,
loud and clear.
Okay
now.
I'm over here. Okay.
Jamming, Queen.
So look, yes, I am jamming. I'm chilling and I'm jamming.
What are you tripping on tonight, Queen?
I'm tripping off of this beef. Looked like it's some stir fry food, and that's what I was doing. But I can't tell you what I'm really tripping on. But yeah, so that's what's happening right now for the moment. So let me just do what I need to do real quick so I can go ahead and say what I need to say. You know how you're eating?
Ooh-wee.
But anyways,
okay.
Flashback.
I thought
Friday
you were sipping. You was eating.
Crater. Yeah, I went and got something to eat. I had to, you know. Okay. Anyway, just a reminder. Thank you. It's so good. A reminder for those who just need a reminder about what faith is, because I know a lot of us at times we lack faith. So faith is unseen but felt. Faith is strengthened when we feel we have none. faith is hope when all seems lost. So the bottom line is just keep your faith. Faith is small as a mustard seed. You always hear that. And that's truly all it takes, is to have faith as small as a mustard seed. But you have to believe in that in order to have it. You can't just have it and don't believe in it, because without faith, works is what, y'all? Help me out.
D-E-A-D.
Right.
That part.
That part. So we got to just keep our faith, you all, and our belief. And let's pray for the sick, the homeless, and the shut-in, especially the homeless that's out there, regardless of how they got out there. They're out there. So let's just pray for them, because the weather conditions are pretty beastie right now. And keep your families in prayer. You keep my family in prayer, and have a very peaceful, joyful weekend. And just remember to always be kind. That's my new thing to be saying. Be kind. I tell my grandson that every morning. Be kind going to school. So let's just remember to be kind to each other. Kindness is so free. It don't cost you nothing. So peace and love and light, Ashe.
Ashe. Love y'all. 7 days without prayer, month for week, W-E-A-K. That way. G. Lou, I'm out. Cuzzo.
Good money.
Peace out, y'all. Have a good week. Queen G. Lou listeners, thank y'all as always. It's been a fun time. Have a good week.
That's our Bosco.
What up?
Shout out Bosco.
What up, Lee? Bosco, what up? Go check out that movie, man. Support the homie. Shout out to Lena Lopes in the chat. What up, Lena? And we out of here, y'all. Get money. Check us out in the after hours. Go.
Queen Lena Lopes.
Peace.
Hanging everywhere, me shifty. Now you want a pistol with me. Pull out your nine while I cop on mine. Now what, nigga? I ain't got time for this. So what, nigga? I'm not trying to hear that shit. Now you want to buy me diamonds in Armani suit. Age of Venezini and Chanel 9 boots. Things to make up for all the games and the lies. Hallmark cards. Saying I apologize, is you with me? How could you ever deceive me? The payback's a bitch, motherfucker, believe me. Nah, I ain't gay, this ain't no lesbo, so just a little something to let you motherfuckers know.